Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha's Dvarim, that is Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. And Moshe Rabbeinu is in the middle of talking to Klal Yisrael, and he says, Hashem lo kei seichem yosef alechem kochem elef pa'amim. Hashem, the God of your forefathers, he shall add on to you. He should increase you 1,000 times. Vivarcheschem and bless you, kasher dibar alechem, like he has spoken to you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Yosef alechem kochem elef pa'amim. Rashi asks, Mahu shuv vivarcheschem kasher dibar alechem? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu repeat himself twice in this Pasuk? First, he blesses them that they should be increased 1,000 times, and then he says, "Vivarach eschem, you shall be blessed." He just blessed them. Ela Amrulai, they told him, "Moshe, atonaisin kitzpah lebrachaseinu, are you giving a set amount to our bracha? You said we should be increased 1,000 times and not any more than that." Kvar yivtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram, Hashem already promised Avram, "Asherim yuchal ish limnos," then no one's going to be able to count us, and you said that we're only going to be increased 1,000 times. So Amrulahem, Moshe told him, "Zum shalihi, when I said you're going to be increased 1,000 times, that was my own personal bracha. Aval hu yivarach eschem kasher dibar lechem. He, Hashem, will bless you like he spoke to you." Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Echa es levadi, how can I carry alone? Tarchachem umasachem rivchem, your troubles, burdens, and your fights. Now, Rashi over here has to explain why is that Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating himself. Moshe Rabbeinu already said in Pasuk Tes, Lo yuchal levadi seis eschem, I cannot carry you alone. So why is it that he has to say that again? So hidden in Rashi is the following explanation. The Pasuk Tes, Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to the fact that he can't carry Bnei Yisrael alone because of the immense responsibility of judging them alone. However, Pasuk Yud Beis is something totally different. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis, Echa es levadi, im oimer lekabel schar. If I want to say that even if I want to take upon the responsibility of judging everyone and I'm going to get schar for that, nonetheless, lo yuchal, I'm still not able to carry you alone because zui shamarti lechem, this is what I've told you, lo me'at me'ani yarmi lechem, I'm not telling this to you on my own. Hashem told me I have to appoint judges. And Moshe Rabbeinu had told them, torchachem, your troubles. This teaches us that they were troublesome people. If a person went to judgment with his baldin, the person who's against him, his litigant, and he saw that he was winning, I mean, the person would say, Yashli Edim Lohavi, I have more witnesses to bring. Yashli Rayas Lohavi, I have more proofs to bring. Maitzani Alechem Dayanim, I'm going to bring more Dayanim. And he would just cause trouble. Umas Achem, what does this mean, your burdens? Mlamashayu Api Karsim, this teaches us that they were actually Api Karsim. Hekdim Mashalat says, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu left his house early to go judge them. Amru, they would say, Ma Rabban Amram Lot says, why is it that he's leaving early? Shema'inu Shafi B'seich Beisei, perhaps he's not calm in his house. Maybe he got into a fight with his wife. Acher Lot says, let's say he delayed in leaving his house. Amru, they said, Ma Rabban Amram Shalay Lot says, why hasn't he left his house yet? Matem Sfirim, what do you think? He's plotting against you to think how he could do bad for you. And he's thinking how to dream up some schemes to do bad for you. So they are very burdensome. And Verivchem, Lamachayu Regnim, this teaches us that they were quarrelers. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel. So Moshe Rabbeinu had continued telling them, Havulachem Anashim Chacham Munavainim, bring for yourselves men who are wise and understanding, Vidul Meshivtechem, and known to your tribes, Vasim Brashechem, and I will establish them at your head. They will be your leaders. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Havulachem Hazminu Atzmechem Ladavar, you shall do this yourself. Anashim, Rashi asks, Vichital Adat Chanashim, do you really think that the judges, the Dayanim, could be women? Obviously not. Matam Alemer Anashim, why is it that he had told him to get men? Tzadikim Kesufim, this is referring to tzadikim who are revered and righteous people. Unevainim, Mevinim Davar Mitaych Davar, they understand one thing from within another. And Zwishashal Arius is Rabbi Yaisi, this is actually what Arius asked Rabbi Yaisi, Ma Bein Chacham Lenevainim, what's the difference between a Chacham, someone who's wise, and a Navain, someone who's understanding? So the answer was, Chacham is Daim L'Shulchani Asher. A Chacham is similar to a wealthy money changer. When they bring him money to take a look at, Raya, he takes a look at that money. However, when people don't bring him money, he sits there and he spaces out and twiddles his thumbs and doesn't do anything. Navain, Daimla Shulchani Tagar, that's similar to an enterprising Shulchani, an enterprising money changer. When they bring him money, Raya, so he takes a look at it and he does whatever he needs to. However, when there's no business, no one's bringing him anything, he goes and looks for it on his own. So that's the difference between a person who's a Chacham, he's wise. When he's presented with something, he understands it, but that's just about it. However, Navin is someone who understands the depth of what's being presented to him. Moshe Rabbeinu had told him, "Yidum l'shivtechem, known to your tribes. Shem nikarim lechem, you shall recognize these people. Shem balafanayim motiv betalusai. If someone comes to me and he's wrapped in his talis, any idea mihu? I don't know who he is. Umeizer shevet who? From what shevet he's from? Vim hagun who? If he's really fitting to be a judge? Avolatem akirim by you recognize who this person is. Shatem gidaltem aysai. You raised him. L'kachnemer v'yidum l'shivtechem. It should be someone who's known, and you should appoint these people. Berashechem, I'm going to appoint them as your leaders. Rashim mechubadem aleichem, leaders and people who are going to be mechubed, they're going to be respectable over you. Shetiu nehugim bahem kavod v'yira, you shall treat them with kavod and with fear. Vasimim chaser yud, the word over here vasimim is missing the yud. Limid sha'ash meisehem shel Yisrael tulis brashe dayanim. This could be word as like the word asham, like a person's sins. So that teaches us that the sins of Klal Yisrael actually hung on the heads of their dayanim. Shehayolhem limchus ulchavenus aderchi shar, because the dayanim, the judges, the people that are the leaders of Klal Yisrael, they're the ones that have to guide everyone straight. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yodalad. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Vatanu I see, and you answered me, Vatayimri, and you said, Taiva Davar Shadi Barat Alasais, what you're saying is actually very good. I took the heads of your Shvatim, Anashim Chachamim V'yiduim, men who are Chachamim and well-known, Va'atayin Aysam Rashim Aleichem, and I placed them as leaders over you. Sorry Alafim, sorry Meis, sorry Chamishim, sorry Saras, Vishaitlim Shivtechem. They were officers of thousands, hundreds, fifties, tens, and Shaitrim, which are kind of like policemen. We're going to learn Rashi what that is. And let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tezvav. V'aykachas Rashi Shivtechem, Meshachtim Bidvarim. I took them with words. I drew them along with words. Ashreichem, praiseworthy are you. Al Mibasim Lismanes, look who you were appointed over. Al Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, on the sons of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Al Bnei Adam Shenikru Achim V'Reim, on people that are called brothers and friends. Chelik V'Nachla, V'Cholashen Chiba. So I really spoke wonderfully of you. Anashim Chacham V'Yiduim, Avol Nevinim Lematzasi. Previously he had said, go look for men who are also Nevinim. But now Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that I couldn't find anyone who was a Nevin, who was understanding. Zu Achas Mishav Midas Sha'amar Yisrael Moshe. This is one of the seven things the Yisrael told Moshe V'Lematzah El Gimel. And he only found three. Anashim Sadikim, Chachamim, V'Yiduim. Rashim Aleichem, what does it mean that their heads over you? Shetinagu Bohem Kavod, you shall treat them with respect. Rashim Mekach, Rashim Memkar, they shall be first to purchase and sell. Rashim Masu Maton, first to do business. Nichnas Achron V'Yetze Rishon, he comes in last and leaves first, because that's the respectful thing. That's the way to treat a judge. Sari Alafim, Echon Munal Elef, this is one judge appointed over 1,000 people. Sari Ameus, Echon Munal Meal, this is one judge appointed over 100. V'Shaitrim, what's a Shaiter? Minisa Aleichem Shiftechem, I've appointed these Shaitrim over your Shvatim. Eila Kaifsin, Bahamakim Ritzua Piyadayonim. These are the ones that force and they strike a person based off of what the judge says. So it's kind of like a policeman, maybe not a nowadays policeman, however, the person who's going to actually carry out the judgment. So back to Chumash Pasuk Des Zayin, Moshe Rabbeinu continues, Vatzavas Shiftechem, and I commanded your judges, Boesa Hilemar at that time saying, Shemaya Ben Achechem Ushvatim Sedek, listen among your brothers and judge righteously, Ben Ishu Ben Achav Ben Gerai, in between one man and his brother and his disputant. Loisa Kirupanim Mishpat, do not show favoritism in your judgment. Katan kagadol tishmo, and you shall listen to small and big alike. Loisa gurum pnei ish, do not be afraid of any man. Kem mishpat lelekimhu, because the judgment is unto Hashem. Vadavar asher yikshe mikem, and anything which is challenging for you, tekrivenu laish mativ, you should bring it to me, and I'm going to hear it. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk tazayin. Vatzavas shevtechem, amartu lehem, I told him, hevu mesunim bedin, you should be deliberate in your judgment. Im badin lefenecha pamachas shtayim v'shalosh, if the same type of judgment comes in front of you one time and then another time and a third time, al timer, don't say kvar badin zelfane parm harbe. This ray has come to me many times. I don't have any patience to answer the same question. Ella hayu noisim v'noisnim ba, you shall be patient and deliberate when you deal with each and every case that it comes in front of you. Ba'isahi at that time, mishem inisim, from the moment I had appointed them, amarti lehem, I told them, ein achshuk shalavar, right now is different than the past. Lashavar, in the past, hayisim b'rishos atzmechem, you were in your own rishos, you were your own people. Achshav, now, harei atem shubadal mitzibur, you are subservient to the tzibur because you are a judge, and now you really have to follow the tzibur, you really have to serve them. Jump to pasuk yedayin and Rashi, loisak yirupanu mishpat, do not show favoritism. What's this talking about? This is actually addressing the person who goes out and appoints the judges. He shouldn't say, ish plenty, no, this person's handsome, a gibor, he's strong, ashivanu dayan, I'm going to make him a dayan. Ish plenty krevi, that one's my relative, ashivanu dayan, but here, I'm going to make him a judge in the city, but he doesn't know anything about how to judge. Nimsa, it's going to turn out that he's going to say that person wins and that person loses, when really it should be the opposite. I'm going to treat that person as if he showed favoritism in the judgment itself. Kakatan kagadol tishmon, you shall listen to small and big alike. Now, what does that mean? Shehei chaviv alecha din shal pruta kedin shal me'amane. This teaches that the judges have to treat a din that's only about one pruta, a tiny amount of money, the same way as if it was on a large amount of money. Shehim kadum balafanecha. Let's say the first judgment that came to you is about a very small amount. Let's not kenu lachrin. Don't shift it all the way till the end because a much larger din came in front of you. Davarach, another way of understanding, kakatan kagadol tishmon, ketargum. Don't say, this person is poor, the other fellow is rich, and it's a mitzvah to give parnasa to the poor person. I'm just going to say that the poor person, he really wins the judgment, and it turns out that he's going to get his parnasa, he's going to get his livelihood in a nice, clean manner. If that's not true, you're not allowed to do it. You have to judge the poor person and the rich person alike as if they are the same. Another way of understanding this is, so that the judge shouldn't say, how can I slight the honor of this wealthy person just because of the small amount of money that he's going to have to pay the poor person? Hazaka achshav, I'm going to tell him that he doesn't have to pay anything right now. And then once he goes outside, I'm going to tell him, tein loy, that you really have to give the poor person money, shata chayv loy, because really you are chayv to give him. That's what the pasuk means when it says, kakatan kagadol tishbon. Now skip the next Rashi, go to the Rashi, ki amishpat lelekimhu, because the judgment is on to Hashem. What does that mean? Mashata noytol mizeh shalai kedin. If you're going to take from one person and it's shalai kedin, he really should not have to pay. Atamaz kikeni lahachzir loy. You're forcing me to give it back back to him, Nimsa Shitesa Olayamish, but turns out that now you've put the judgment on me, says Hashem. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches, Moshe Rabbeinu continues, Vatzav Eschem Be'esahi, and I commanded you at that time, Eis called Vrama Shertasun, everything that you shall do. Vanisa Mecharev, and then we traveled from Chayr, from Har Sinai, Vanelechas Kol HaMidbar HaGadol V'Hanayra Hu Asher Isem, and we traveled this entire awesome and great midbar that you see, Derech HaRamayri, by way of the Mayri, Kasher Tziv Hashem Alekinu Esanu, just like Hashem our God commanded us, Vanavi Ad Kadosh Barnea, and we came to Kadosh Barnea, Vaymer Aleichem, and I said to you, Basam Ad HaRa Amayri, Asher Hashem Alekinu Nesin Lanu, we have come to HaRa Amayri that Hashem our God has given us. Re'ei Nosan Hashem Alekechol V'Nechas Arts, see that Hashem your God has given you the land in front of you. Alei Reish, go up and take possession. Kasher Tiber Hashem Alekev Asech Alach, just like Hashem, the God of your forefathers has said to you, Al Tirav Al Teichas, do not be afraid and do not lose resolve. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the third Aliyah. Continue with what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. However, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.